Hi, my name is Andrew Duthie, and in this installment of DevNuggets, we're going to take a look at how the Server Explorer window in Visual Studio 2005 allows you to do quick and easy drag-and-drop data access in your ASP.NET 2.0 applications. I've created an ASP.NET 2.0 website called Drag-Drop Data, and I'll switch over here to my Server Explorer window. In my Server Explorer window, I have a series of data connections already set up, including one to the SQL Server Pub Sample Database. I'm going to expand that pubs node and drill down into the tables node and take a look at the various tables that are available. We're going to use the authors table as an example. Now, in previous versions of ASP.NET, in order to do data binding, you'd need to write some code of your own to do that data binding to a data grid control in ASP.NET. With the Server Explorer window and ASP.NET 2.0's data controls, I can simply grab the authors table here, drag it onto my source view, and ASP.NET will automatically generate the markup necessary to do the data binding. So this is a declarative data binding markup. I have a grid view control. That grid view control is actually bound to my SQL Data Source 1 data control, which we see down here. And then I have a series of bound fields for all of the fields in my table. And if we take a look at the design view, what we'll see is I've got a SQL data source control and a grid view control. And if we save this and right click and view in the browser, we'll see that this brings back all of the author information from the authors table. Now we can also do some nifty things like applying auto formats. I can do a professional format. I can also do paging, sorting, and editing without writing any code whatsoever. So I'll save that result. Let's view it in the browser again after making some simple property changes. And now I have sorting available, paging. I can sort by first name. I can sort by last name. I can also, of course, do reverse sorts. I can edit simply by clicking this edit link, make a change, click the update link, and that data is saved in my backend database. So that's some pretty powerful features. But let's say that I didn't want all of the columns in the authors table. What would I do then? Well, I'll go ahead and delete what I've done so far. We'll go back to a scratch page. And now what I'm going to do is drill down into the authors table, and I'm going to grab a number of columns, and I'll use the control key to select multiple columns at the same time. So I'm selecting the AU underscore L name, AU underscore F name, and the state column, and drag them and drop them to the page just like we did before. Now note that this time I'm dragging and dropping into design view. And also note that we have paging enabled, sorting enabled, and selection enabled, but we don't have editing and deleting enabled. And that's because I did not drag the AUID, which is the primary key column of that table. So let's try again using that column. I'm going to go back into Server Explorer. I'm going to grab the AUID, the last name, first name, and state columns, drag them and drop them onto the page. Now editing and deleting are enabled, and I can again apply my auto formats. I can enable paging, sorting, editing, and the like, and I can also edit the columns. So if I don't want end users viewing the author ID column, I can simply remove that from the selected fields and it doesn't show up. But because it's defined in the SQL Data Source 1 query, what we'll see if I go into source view is that the AUID is still a part of the parameters that get passed from the data source control to the backend database. They're just not displayed within the columns collection of the grid view. So let's take a look. We'll save this and take a look at what that looks like in the browser. And we still have the ability to sort, to go through paging, as well as to edit, just like we did before. So in this dev nugget, you've seen how the Server Explorer window provides a powerful feature for performing drag-and-drop data access without writing any code whatsoever that allows you to very quickly and easily create data-bound pages for editing, viewing, and updating data.